think we need more children. I don't know about you. I just got asked last night to come up and tell children's stories up at Sunnyside Church up in Portland. Maybe there's more children up there, but I'm glad you came to Sabbath school. Did you bring a Bible with you? I brought my Bible, and I wanted to just read a Bible verse to you. Have you ever wanted anything? Like really, really wanted something? This is what my Bible says to me. In Psalms 37, it says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." So what do you do when you want something? And you want something like so much, you want it. What do?
You beg.
You beg? Well, you're really not that far off. I'll tell you something that I did. I knew what this Bible verse says, and I knew that it says to trust in the Lord, and he will give me the desires of my heart. But last summer, I wanted something. I wanted something, and it looked like that I was never going to be able to have the thing that I wanted. And so I was whining to the Lord. Have you ever whined? Have you ever whined to your mom and dad? I was actually whining to Jesus, and I was driving the all-terrain vehicle at the ranch where I live. I was driving it up in the Northfield, and I was just whining to Jesus about this object that I desired, and it looked like I wasn't going to be able to have it, when all of a sudden Jesus said something to me. You know what he said to me? He said, "I've given you everything that you've ever wanted." And that was such an unusual thought that came into my mind that I shut off the four-wheeler, and I just sat there in the field, and I began to think about all the things that Jesus had given me that I had desired. And I wanted to tell you this morning about one of those things. You see, a number of years ago, I owned a commercial bakery. That was a big bakery where I bake bread, and I sell that bread in a supermarket. And I had my bakery in a big building, and then I had to move out of that building because it was being sold. So I started building my own house, and I was going to put the bakery in the basement of my house. And I knew that there would be one thing for a piece of equipment that I would need that I didn't have, and that was a steam cabinet or a warming oven that makes the bread dough rise faster in the pans. And I knew that I would need that, but I didn't know where to get one because I didn't get one when I bought all my equipment when I first bought my bakery. So one day I was just at home doing whatever I did at home, and my husband came in the middle of the day. Now, he worked for the technical school, and he was an instructor. He taught people how to drive tractor-trailer trucks. And he came driving into the front dooryard of the house with his students and with the school truck and big box trailer. You've seen the big tractor trailer trucks that drive on the freeway. And he came up to the apartment and he said, "Come down quick and look what I have in the back of the trailer." And he opened up the doors of the trailer, and have a guess what was in the trailer. Can you guess? A big Hobart four-door warming oven. Like exactly what I would need. But I didn't need it right then because I was still building the new building for my bakery to be moved into, so I didn't really need it right then. But I just stood there at the back of the trailer looking at this very expensive piece of bakery equipment, and I said, "Lord, thank you for my new warming oven. I don't know how you're going to get it to me, but thank you. Because my Bible says God will give me the desires of my heart, but I must be patient and wait for him." So almost a year went by, and I got the new building all ready, and I was all ready to start moving the bakery equipment into the new place. And then I thought about that warming oven because I didn't even think about it. After I thanked Jesus for it, I didn't even think about it very much because I was busy building this new building. So after almost a year went by, I said to my husband, "Hey, whatever happened to that warming oven that was in the back of your trailer truck?" Oh, he says, "I got sick of it being in there. I had the boys unload it back on the loading ramp in back of the culinary arts class." He said, "But I just heard that the teacher of the culinary arts class wants to get rid of it, that he might be selling it. So if you want it, you better get down to the school and find out about it before it's sold." So the next day, I went right down to the tech school. Everyone knew who I was, so they all knew that I was Mr. Strout's wife. And I walked into the culinary arts classroom, and I said to the teacher, "My husband told me that you have a big warming oven out on your dock that you might sell." And the teacher looked at me, and he says, "Sell? I want to unload it. I'm sick of it taking up space." Well, I said, "Hey, that works for me. How do I get it?" He said, "Go up to the office and talk with Dr. Cope." Dr. Cope was my husband's boss. So I went up to the administrative office, and I found Dr. Cope, and I said, "Dr. Cope, the culinary arts class teacher told me that he has a warming oven on his back dock that he would like to unload. How can I get it?" He said, "It's yours. Bye." And I go, just like that? Just like that, it's mine? I can have my husband just back the trailer truck up to the dock and load it into the truck, and then they can deliver it to my bakery? And he goes, "Yep, it's yours. Bye." And off he went. And I had a new warming oven given to me, and it was delivered to my bakery. And so I wanted to tell you about that experience because I wanted to impress you that if you wait upon the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. Never forget that. To be patient and wait for him. You can go back to your seats and be sure to pick up the offering on your way.